Day 1. Irun to San Sebastian. 22 kilometers, 13.67 miles. Monday, August 21st, 2017. 11:10 a.m. Such joy. Finally and truly on the Camino de Santiago. Last night, I cannot express the relief I felt when a smiling, cap-wearing, mustachioed man greeted me at the door of the albergue from a block away. I must truly look like a pilgrim. Hola, he screamed through his snow-white mustache. Hallo, I responded, my subdued German greeting now my default. I'll have to remember to change that. Please tell me there's a bed with my name on it. Sí, claro, there's a bed with your name on it. I couldn't believe my luck, and the relief I felt was instant and heavy. I bought a proper guidebook from the albergue, and before going to sleep, gave the seemingly insufficient guide I printed to a Frenchman I met, who had apparently left the house with everything. Everything except his guidebook. I slept like a baby, apart from having to wake up a few times to change positions. Another sign of my age. Apparently, lying in one position on a bed is now a thing which certain parts of my body, my hips and ass in particular, take as tantamount to a kick from a mule. This morning I departed after a very brief breakfast at 6:30 a.m. with Leo, the Frenchman to whom I gave my guide. I was glad to have him with me because I was worried I'd be unable to find the way out of the city, but there were little yellow arrows showing us the way. These ubiquitous little arrows, half a day into my trip, have already become happy little companions. Each one so bright and individually sloppy, smeared across surfaces as varied as the lengths of their tails and the angle of their points. They pop out of nowhere, slapped on the back of a signpost, wiped across a railing, spread across a stone, and brightly beckon me forward. They remind me sunnily that the way is long, but I'm going the right direction, and that, even if they were my only companions, I'm not walking this journey alone. Today I walked the entire journey with Leo, who walked at a good pace, and also reminded me to stop every now and then. I have a tendency to walk as hard and fast as I can until I reach the endpoint, so it was lovely to walk with someone who suggested, for example, that we stop at a beautiful lookout point to write in our journals for a bit. He's lighthearted, friendly, and funny, and made a great partner. Sometimes we walked in silence. Sometimes we joked and laughed. It was very easy, and I was glad for the company after 2 days without having had a real conversation with another human, and for the chance to speak Spanish. I also found 2 walking sticks for which I know my knees are very grateful. I decided to name them, since we'll become very close, and named them Emil and Jennifer, after 2 of my best friends in Berlin. I know they're rooting for me in Berlin, so it strengthens my heart to have them metaphorically supporting me each and every step of El Camino. Between the sticks, the amethyst given to me by Alain, a stone meant to protect travelers, and the backpack I borrowed from Emma, I feel so much support from so many people who love me, and it makes me all the merrier, literally carrying them with me on the journey. Something else that I've been carrying with me just about every step of the way is the Bee Gees. I listened to a podcast about the secret powers of music, and in it, the hosts interviewed someone who teaches a class in CPR. According to him, it's necessary to pump the victim's chest 100 beats per minute. Obviously, not everyone carries a metronome in their pocket, so the CPR technicians had to think of a way to help people estimate 100 beats per minute. As it turns out, the song Stayin' Alive is 100 beats per minute, and it's something that everyone knows. So they teach their students to pump the victim's chest while thinking about that super groovy, incredibly famous bass line. That got me thinking. How can I be sure to set my own rhythm on the Camino? And I got to doing some math. 100 BPM times 2.5 feet, which is approximately my stride, equals 250 feet per minute. 250 feet per minute times 60 equals 15,000 feet per hour. 15,000 divided by 5,280 equals 2.84 miles per hour. Verdict? Too slow. So now when I walk, that song is pumping in my head, and I think of how groovy and confident they were in the video, and it speeds me right along to a faster stride of approximately 4 miles per hour. It also makes me feel closer to my mom, who would be thrilled to know that the Bee Gees are with me literally every step of the way. Today is only day one, and while I have a long way to go, today helped me to see that this journey is well within my reach. Today, I finally felt the confidence that, yes, this will be hard, but I can do it. And barring any unforeseen circumstances, I shall. Only about 800 more kilometers to go. All my lovin', Blake. Pride. I'm proud I completed the first day of El Camino. I'm proud that I'm being really social and am unafraid to speak with anyone I meet. I'm proud that my body is in quite good shape and is getting me where it should. I'm proud that I was brave enough to do Tai Chi on a beach full of people with a group of youngsters laughing at me the whole time. Gratitude. I'm grateful that I had Leo to walk with today. I'm grateful that my body is strong and healthy enough to carry me down El Camino. I'm grateful that the beach in San Sebastian was fresh and that I could return to the ocean. I'm grateful that the older gentleman in the city helped me find a kebab shop.